Hello and welcome to the show. My name is Marshall and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM WMFO Medford. You just heard Clickbait by Corey Wong featuring the Hornheads off of his newest album titled The Striped Album. And if you follow Corey Wong at all, you'll know that he has been on an absolute tear in terms of releasing music this year. And that's the seventh record that he has released in 2020. A few of them have been live albums and a few have been studio albums, but this one was a studio album. It's the most recent, released only a few days ago. And he claims that it is his best work yet. And I'm not sure I know it well enough to you know, confirm or deny that in my opinion. But I like what I've heard so far, and that's, I think, maybe the second track or third track from the album. And it's pretty funky, and I quite like it. But yeah, we have a lot of great tunes coming your way. Songs from The Beatles, Terrence Martin, Grateful Dead, Graham Nash, and many others, so be sure to stick around. But up first, we have a song from Tame Impala titled Instant Destiny.
Traffic doesn't seem quite Steady. said, you don't understand what I said. I said, no, 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 you're wrong. When I was a boy, everything was right. Everything was right. I said, even though you know what you know,
welcome back to the studio. Once again, my name is Marshall, and you're listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, first you heard Instant Destiny off of Tame Impala's newest album titled The Slow Rush. And I think that was, excuse me, released in, I want to say February of this year. I do like it quite a bit, but I don't think it quite lives up to their previous albums. I'm a big fan of Lonerism, but also I really like Currents as well. And I just thought that it, you know, wasn't quite as good, but those two albums in particular, I think, are particularly good. So it is hard to live up to those. But I like a lot of the songs on that album, including that one as well. Next was Three on E, another funky song from Wolfpack. They also just released an album. I honestly don't remember them announcing the release of it, but I want to say in the past week or 2 weeks. And that was one of the singles they released beforehand, which I think is a super fun song. But the next song I played was Off and Away, which was not by Wolfpack, but off of the same album. And I believe the story is, I'm not sure that it's a real story, but what Jack Stratton said is that he shorted the Spotify stock, and the Spotify stock just kept going up, and he lost a lot of money, so he had to resort to selling the 10th track on Wolfpack's newest album on eBay, which they you know, stuck to their word, and they did, and it sold for, I think, $70,000 for the rights to put a track on that album. So that's what that track was Off and Away by the Earthquake Lights. Yeah, Earthquake Lights. So I figured if they're willing to fork over $70,000 to be on the Wolfpack album, I'll give them some time on the Medford local radio. But I don't believe that the $70,000 actually went into the pocket of Jack Stratton. I think it was more of a joke, and he donated to a charity. I'm forgetting which one. But a funny story nonetheless, and an interesting choice by the band. And next was She Said, She Said by the Beatles off of their famous album Revolver. Probably my favorite band of all time, as if you're a regular listener of the show, you are well aware. And not one of their most famous songs, but from one of their most famous albums, and one of my favorites as well. And lastly was Sleepless Nights by Terrace Martin, featuring Robert Glasper, as well as Kamasi Washington. So that is an interesting genre of music that my friend Scott showed me a while back. He calls it neo-soul, a little bit of like modern jazz in it as well. I think it's a really cool vibe, and that's probably my favorite song from that group. I believe they have like a nickname, and Scott's going to be mad at me if I get it wrong, but I believe it's, there it is, West Coast Get Down. So it's a group of those kind of neo-soul artists. I think they're from, I want to say from LA. Again, I'm sorry, Scott, if I'm wrong about that. And they collaborate often, making that kind of music, that genre of music. And that's my favorite of their collection. And I do like Kamasi Washington quite a bit. I used to be a sax player throughout middle school and all of high school. So I always love discovering a new and talented saxophone player, such as Kamasi Washington. So we'll get right back into the music. As usual, I have some Grateful Dead to start off the second half of the show. This week we have a version of Box of Rain from their album Crimson, White, and Indigo, which is their July 7th, 1989 show from JFK Stadium in Philadelphia. I like the show a lot. It's, you know, their later years, which can be can show through a little bit, as they were, especially Jerry, was kind of ailing and, you know, not his healthiest. But I think some of the music they made in that period is, you know, some of their best as well. And this show is certainly no exception. I like the entire show, and I recommend listening to it. But I wanted to play a version of Box of Rain, but I couldn't decide which one. So I Googled best Grateful Dead Box of Rain version, and this was number one, which I'd heard before, but I figured, you know, I'll let the people decide which version to play in the show. So we'll get right back into that. But first, here is a quick PSA.
So when you get to the corner of Smith and Orchard, you're going to want to take a
you
left.
You are not going to
Then what you're
going to
do is turn onto Marcy
and Red
Avenue.
Just broke up.
And go past
and
the first three lights
happy about
and then take
it.
The next left.
I don't really
then drive
think
five
she's
more
happy,
blocks
but
and you should be
who
there.
Who am I to judge, right?
Park
anyway,
on the right.
That's
I'll
what
see you
I heard
later
last
tonight.
It's hard to concentrate on two things at once, like texting and driving. Stop the text. Stop the wrecks. How will you stop texting and driving? Tell us at stoptextstoprex.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the studio one last time. Again, my name is Marshall, and you have been listening to Hand Me Down Tunes on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford. To recap, again, first you heard Box of Rain live at the JFK Stadium in Philadelphia from July 7th, 1989 by the Grateful Dead. A really great version of that song, I think, and I agree with the Deadheads of the world who voted that one the best version of Box of Rain, or I at least agree that it's a great version of the song. The next two were, sort of to get you in the Halloween mood in an indirect way, and I will explain why. So they're both by Phish. The first one was a cover of While My Guitar Gently Weeps. And that was from their October 31st, 1994 show in Glen Falls Civic Center, at Glen Falls Civic Center, in Glen Falls, in New York. And Phish has a Halloween tradition of doing an entire album, a cover of an entire album, I think basically in the middle of their Halloween show. So as I mentioned, I'm a huge Beatles fan. So one of my favorites of their Halloween shows is the White Album tribute, that's one of my favorite Beatles songs of all time. Let alone from that album, and I think they do a really great job with that on their Halloween show. And the next, I hope you stayed with me through all that. I know it was a beast, but that was their cover of 2001. A Space Odyssey, which is the famous theme song from that movie, and if you paid attention, you will have heard the "Mama Say, Mama Sa, Mama Kusa" from Michael Jackson's "Wannabe Starting Something." You have also heard the bass line and a little bit of the chorus of "Billie Jean," also by Michael Jackson, and lastly, you will have heard a little snippet from the song Thriller, also by Michael Jackson. And I threw this one in because I heard it on Phish Radio a few days ago, and I was like, is that Thriller? Like, I caught the very end of it, and I was like, that sounds a lot like Thriller. And it being, a week till Halloween, I thought maybe it was from a Halloween show or something like that, but it wasn't, but it still reminded me of it, because I feel like it's hard not to associate the Thriller song and the Thriller music video with Halloween, and through that I've associated the entire album with Halloween. So I figured, what better way to play as many Thriller songs as I could. Although, now that I think of it, it might have been shorter just to play all three of those songs in a row than to play the entire 13-minute Phish jam that I just did. But regardless, I thought, well, there isn't a more fun way to do it than to put that pretty sweet Phish song in I think it was a tribute to Michael Jackson on the first year anniversary of his death, and a tribute to an incredible album. So that's what that one was. I hope you stuck with me through all that, and were able to pick up some of those Michael Jackson Thriller Easter eggs in the middle. That's about all the time that I have this week. But I hope you enjoyed the show. If you did, be sure to tune back in the same time next week, Mondays from 7 to 8 p.m. But until then, stay safe, stay healthy. And I'll close it out with a song called Southbound Train by Graham Nash and David Crosby, who are two of the members of Crosby, Stills, Nash, and Young at varying points, whether Neil Young was in there or not. And this one features Jerry Garcia on the pedal steel. I plucked this one from a playlist that my brother made, which includes all of the songs that Jerry played pedal steel on. I'm not sure what the timeline was of when he picked up the pedal steel, but if you don't know what a pedal steel is, it's like a lap slide guitar, in a way, but it's like on a stand and has like a bunch of different pedals that kind of slide or bend the notes from one to another. It's a little hard to describe, but you might recognize the sound of it when you hear it. But it's a pretty unique instrument and very synonymous with kind of bluegrass, country music. Jerry Garcia came from a bluegrass background, so he has, I'm sure, collaborated with many other pedal steel and bluegrass players and decided to take it up himself. And he then became the only, basically the only pedal steel player for a decade, because if anyone needed a pedal steel on their song, they would call up Jerry. If it was, you know, more of a popular group rather than the bluegrass groups. So he has a number of appearances on a number of artists' songs where he plays the pedal steel, and this is one from Graham Nash and David Crosby. So here it is. Thanks for listening. And again, if you enjoyed, be sure to tune in next week at the same time. But until then, here is a little bit of Crosby and Nash to play you out.
Liberty laughing and shaking your head. Can you carry the torch that'll bring home the dead to the land of their fathers whose lives you have led, to the station at the edge of the town, on the southbound train going down. Da, 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 da. Shame the shape he's in.